This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Everybody, look at Todd. Look, it's so, he looks like a longshoreman.
You know, I put this hat on this morning because my hair's getting long. And I didn't think that, Jim, but I thought Mino's going to say something about my hat.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't go with that look. I do not look good if I don't have my hair showing. I'm serious.
Really?
I don't know.
He looks in a mirror and says that. Yeah.
But when you wear like your visors and stuff, that, or is that because
the hair's sticking up?
Gotcha.
Gotta have it. Gotta have some hair. Mm-hmm. Once my hair all goes, it's over. You'll never see me again. Okay. Never hear from me again.
Let's pick a date.
I mean, I'll text you. You know,
it's a lot.
A lot.
2025.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, I like that look, Todd.
All right. That's good.
This weather's great. Like I told you, today is project day.
Yeah.
Finishing everything outside.
28 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh.
40.
Wow.
It'll be 40 today.
You know, so. I still want to talk to our man, Tom Drzewicki, though. Tom, if you're listening.
Oh, the ice thing.
Yeah. Is this good? Because in hot, I mean, super cold, then warm, then super cold. How does that go? How does that do it?
I don't know about that, but I don't know how they do it now in city parks, but you flood the parks for ice skating. And then, like, it's going to melt tomorrow, right? I mean, it's going to be 40. And then the big controversy always goes, do you freeze them again? Because it's going to freeze again. And yeah, it costs money, and we can do that. We do it once. And so I don't know what people are going to do, but the ice rinks are not going to be good tomorrow.
But don't they just refreeze on their own then? I mean, there's no refrigeration under them, is there?
Oh, no, no.
But it'll just freeze up again. It won't be very smooth, though, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I got you.
To flood the rinks.
Yeah.
You got to have, you know, it's got to be smooth.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I don't know a lot about that because I've never been on skates in my life.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Especially living where you did.
I know. But if you played
basketball. Did you guys, like, skate? Like in
you weren't allowed. If you were on a basketball team, because one of the real star players broke his arm. And there was a ban. If you're on a basketball team from when I was sixth grade through high school, you were not allowed to skate. True story.
Wow.
Yeah. Two things. Maybe they're all wives' tales with some of these things. But the other one was in baseball, if you were a pitcher in like Little League, you were not allowed to swim that day. If there was something that would tire you out too much or something like that. I didn't know how to swim either. So I couldn't skate and I couldn't swim. So I was fine.
So you're good. I don't worry about mine. I was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, do I look fat in this shirt.
In your, I
love these. Though. It's from the auto gallery.
Yeah.
Bright red. Red makes me look big. Todd.
Always wear black.
I know. I normally do. This is the only clean thing I had. I'm serious.
Something else that doesn't you surprise
laugh,
me on this Friday
no,
morning.
Don't laugh. Just being honest. So today is Kid Inventors Day. Always wanted to be a kid inventor, didn't you?
Yeah, but.
Every kid did. Bootleggers Day. Thank you. Mentoring Day. I could see you being a good mentor. Some kid wants to get into politics.
I met with a guy yesterday who came in with the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
With the shirts.
You know, yeah. The sweaters he's selling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I met with him here yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
That was nice.
So, a young entrepreneur.
Yep, he is. Got a little work to do.
Yeah.
He's got a little work to do.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Seems like he's got the desire. Yeah. He's got the idea. And
he's very respectful. And I like, you know, if you're going to be a mentor, and I think people need mentors, you just got to be really honest with people.
Absolutely.
Try to get them to like you. That's not, like, to respect you is what's important.
Yep.
So anyway, that was.
All right. New Year's Resolution Day. Does that mean like when it ends?
Is today?
Ditch it.
Today is ditching.
Oh, yep. I see. I missed that. Ditch New Year's Resolution Day.
Right.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah. But I'm proud of myself. I went and joined the Croc Center.
You did.
When will you go?
As soon as this gout leaves my foot.
Yeah.
Did you?
And to buy some workout gear that I don't sleep in.
Did you pay with your Medicare?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think so.
All right. So you gave him the silver sneakers. You gave me your number?
I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. It's
what was that? It's a snort.
Well, no, yes. I don't know.
No. So this is the way it works. You go on Medicare, and they give you a number, and you can use that at any club. So I've used mine at Western. People go to the Y. You're going to Croc. But if you don't go, they're going to stop paying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got to go.
John, how often are you going to go?
I'm going to go 3 times a week.
That is what they'd like to see.
I'm going three times a week.
That ain't going to happen.
It will happen.
But you should go. If you're going to go at least once a week.
I'm going 3 times a week.
But to go
if I don't go 3 times a week, I will give you
$10.
$10
every time you don't
for
go.
Every session I miss if I don't go 3 times.
Okay, and I'll do the same thing at Western.
Okay, deal.
How do we prove this though?
The card.
Do we have to have somebody sign off? Like you go in and you give them a little pass.
Can I be honest?
No, they beep that
thing.
Can I just be honest with you?
I need to track it, right?
That hurts.
Yeah, they're not going to give you.
My word isn't good enough?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
We both are.
Yeah, I only brought that up, John, because Jim said he would do that. That's why I said,
Thank you.
How do we track this then?
Understood.
Maybe I can sign off to you that you get a report. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would do that. Would I do that? I think I would.
Maybe we could each have somebody just sign it. You know,
that's what I'm saying. We'll get a little sheet, almost like a library card. We'll sign you in and sign you out.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a pretty good bet.
That's a damn good bet.
And I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with all that money.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, by the way, is a client of the group we had in.
That's right.
The other day. Dwayne Wade, one of the really cool, classy guys. Kid Rock is 54. I used to love Kid Rock. I mean, listen to Kid Rock. Then he just turned weird and angry or in a drunk kind of.
I just play your music.
That's what I mean.
Shut up.
Exactly. Michelle Obama is 61. Boy, she's, I'm not going to the inauguration. She's dribbling a line in the sand. Jim Carrey is 63. He doesn't do a lot anymore, does he?
He's kind of decided that unless he really wants to do it, he's just not going to do
it.
He's got enough money for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Susanna Hoff, 66. Walked like an Egyptian.
Yep.
Walk like an Egyptian. Okay. Greatest eyes in music video history.
I was just going to say, they performed that like on the Tonight Show at some point.
Most beautiful eyes
and
ever.
And she was just knocked dead gorgeous.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Steve Harvey.
John and his, you know, off-key singing, we went to an event last night, which is a lot of fun, by the way. Kevin Van Ness, the Talk of the Town played at Legacy, which we talked about. It's such a great hotel. And Kevin, in the middle of the show, say hi to a couple friends here. And my name's Mayor. You got to listen to those guys. Great show in the morning. And then, you know, instead of saying like me, like, oh, thank you, John's like, I can sing happy birthday to anybody who calls in really loud.
How did the crowd react to that, Jim?
I don't know. They were kind of okay with it. So
a little stunned. But
yeah.
Yeah, we weren't expecting that. Stevie Earle, 70, one of the all-time greatest songs in American history.
I love his music.
Copperhead Road.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Oh, man. Did 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. I came back with a brand new plan. Take the seeds from Colombia and Mexico. Dropping in the holler down a Copperhead Road.
Never. Okay. All right. Never. Okay. Sounds like a high school cheer.
Yeah. Of course, rest in peace, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. I've got Lance Allen from Channel 58 in Milwaukee, Sportscaster of the Year for the third time, state of Wisconsin. Lance is coming on. Lance got to be good friends and got close with Bob Uecker. So we're going to be talking with Lance about that. And if anybody else has any, got a text here. I had the privilege of meeting Bob Uecker when the Brewers used to train in Sun City, Arizona. You've got some Uecker, Johnny Carson stuff, right?
I do, yeah.
But do you have the story that he got like hot water for the people in Sun City over?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, foul ball behind the grandstand. And, we're in the top of the first by about the eighth inning. I expect one of our great residents to get it. Then like, whoa, no, you know, the guy is still bent over trying to pick up that ball. Because that's the retirement community and all the people there were You know, so they did like a protest. That's being mean to our. That's wobbly. Oh, the man on this gentleman is still bent over trying to pick up that ball. That's
it funny. Didn't matter if you loved baseball. I like if you didn't love the sport.
Didn't matter.
You could listen to him.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
I never met him, but he has an image of being a pretty likable, jovial.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, I know. You said that to me this morning.
He was very reserved. But, you know, I remember reading an article. And, you know, even in the Aaron Rodgers Enigma series, he talks about after he did the State Farm commercials.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere he went, it's, you know, hey, you know, Rodgers, hey, the bell, you know, the double check or yada, yada, whatever. Okay. And I remember reading an article.
I never understood that. But.
I remember an article with Bob Uecker's wife. And after the couple of his Miller Lite commercials, I must be in the front row.
Right.
Came out.
Yeah.
They couldn't go any place where it wasn't constant. Hey, Bob, they put you in the front row. Hey, Bob, come over here in the front row. Hey, Bob, you must have been constant to the point where he got like really depressed. Like, oh my gosh.
There's a few people where people yell stuff out like that. Billy Crystal, you know, you look marvelous. Who's the guy? And he just
look marvelous
everywhere. Yeah. Like everywhere. Exactly. And it's just like, don't you just say, wow, I've never heard that before. Exactly. But I wouldn't.
But he got like really in a depression because that's so.
That's all it was.
I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times, but not warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had his inner circle, and I think he was a little guarded.
Yeah.
At times, but I mean, I could listen. Two guys, doesn't matter the sport even. Give me Bob Uecker and our old Detroit Tiger announcer Ernie Harwell that I grew up with. Two of the all-time greats. In fact, that'd be a good question. Who is better, Ernie Harwell or Bob Uecker? They were both so good. I still love that Ernie Harwell, when we had him on that time, or my other show, I think. Well, yeah, because he's been dead 10 years. I'm like, Ernie, I grew up with you and everything, and just tell me a couple of, you know, like I always like throw out a guy's name, you know.
Right.
And some of the things that happened, and this one guy was a terrible hitter. He goes, well, let me tell you something about Ray Orler. One time, Ray Orler went to bat with two outs in the inning, and Dick McAuliffe was the next man. But instead of taking a bat to the on-deck circle, he took his glove. Wow. And there's another one about, if you wouldn't say the name of the guy, but where they've trained in Lakeland, Florida, they had a big thing, you know, our 10th million visitor ever since start or whatever. And they had the photographers there, was a Tiger player and his big convertible and this hot blonde next to him. And a week later, they had the big photo spread of everything for the celebration. And there's the picture of him coming through. Well, that wasn't his wife, and now his wife had come to town with the kids. Yeah. Packers fired coach, but it's not Passaggia. I think McManus saved his job for another year.
Maybe. Hey, those guys are lucky there wasn't social media back then.
Oh,
my gosh.
Well, how many times do Packer players come on, though? Like, with Don Davey and that, where it's like, man, we're just so glad.
Right, and that's not even that long ago, right?
But that's why they could go out and have a good time, you know? So, we got a full slate, man. Lisa Hale, Mark Houston, Lance Ellen, Nicole Stockman, Patty Habeck, Isaiah and the New People, Dennis from the Glam Band. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WGBW. I was watching the news the other night. It was kind of the sports, you know, and it was kind of distressing to see. They did the final telecast from Washington. The Senators are going, I guess, to Texas, are they not? Yes. Washington Senators. They had about 1,000 people out for the final game, and it's going to be the first time in 73 years they said that Washington is not going to have a baseball. Is this going to be good for baseball?
Well, there's been a lot of moves that have taken place in baseball, but I think, you know, everybody talks about moving the team. In the case of Washington, I think they should leave the team there and move Washington.
Might have a point. I never looked at it that way, but
this is
obviously a team.
This is a team picture that once a year they have these team picture days is what they are, and on this particular day, this cost Bob Gibson, one of the great pitchers in baseball, it cost him and I $200. They had taken the picture, and they had proofed it and everything, and then brought it back to the ballpark before they finally caught that scene there.
What, I can't, can you come a little closer on that?
Well, Bob and I are holding hands.
We're gonna get a...
You certainly are, aren't you? That's for guess who's coming to pitch.
Yeah. He was on the Tonight Show, I think, over 100 times.
Wow.
He would just come out, and his dry humor and the crowd, you know, the crowd didn't know what to think of him when he first came out on this bit. And then all of a sudden they just realized this guy is amazing.
I mean, he could come. He's a little bit like a Nate Bargatze. You know it's coming, but it's still funny.
And he made
and the delivery. It's not like there's a bang delivery. No, it just comes
so
up
so droll.
On you.
Yeah. And he made Carson laugh.
Yeah,
oh, he,
like legitimately
you know what I mean?
Laugh. Yeah, like legit.
Like not customer.
Did
laugh,
he host sometimes though?
I don't know if he did.
No. I know Gergiola did.
Yes.
Gergiola did.
There. Who's the guy he passed away to? A comedian from Canada. Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he had great.
Same thing.
He had great Bob Uecker stories about being up in the booth with Bob.
Yeah.
And you know, Bob would just be swearing and stuff all the time. And just, he did a great Bob Uecker impression.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to look it up, he was on Letterman a couple of times doing Uecker stories.
Do you know what's the funniest thing? Look up Norm MacDonald. He might have gotten fired because of this eventually when he was doing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live and everything was about OJ.
Yeah. That's why he got fired.
Because he killed a guy. Because he killed two people. It was just, he wouldn't stop. It was relentless.
And the head of NBC, Don Olmeyer, was big
great
friends
with OG. Great friends.
And he basically came out one night and said, well, I'm being told not to do any more jokes on this. And then one story later, did it. And then like two more.
He would not stop.
He was just done.
One of my favorite Uecker jokes all the time. Well, you know, I was with the Cardinals in 64 and we went to the World Series. And unfortunately, I missed it due to hepatitis. The team doctor actually injected me with it. Got a text here. We used to have my daughter listen to Brewer games when she was napping as an infant, and I strongly believe that the stories Uecker would tell helped her have a strong vocabulary. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was great. And, you know, that's the thing, though. I couldn't name many broadcasters these days. I mean, those guys used to be Vin Scully and Harry Carey and, you know.
That's true.
I mean...
But it's because there's so much media now.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You're right.
I mean, there was only one place to listen to your team, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was the same radio station, the same TV station.
Yeah.
Now
and they were
the
part of the franchise.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They were part of the franchise.
Yelich was saying how much, like, he was part of the team. He was on the roster as far as the team.
Well, you
concerned.
Know, when you travel with a team like that, you know, somebody one day, I was talking about UW Green Bay basketball and in the NCAA tournaments, and I said, well, we got beat by so-and-so. And they said, you're playing that game? And I thought, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But when you travel with the team and you experience the things firsthand, it's part of...
What a jerk to say that. But
I know.
Anyway,
wow. But you become part of it. I mean,
I bet.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, when Dick Bennett... I always tell Dick Bennett, there's only been two times where I've ever been mad at him. And one of them was when we'd have a... Again, we play a bad game, you know, win by... 18 instead of, you know, and he'd be so mad. And on the bus trips from like Chicago to Green Bay, they'd just get, everybody got their own pizza. And there's a good pizza place in Chicago, tough part of town. I remember that. But we'd get these pizzas and Dick would be so mad. He wouldn't let anybody eat for about 40 miles. They'd have him in the seat right in front of me. I'm just dying. I'm so hungry. And it's like, coach, it wasn't me that, you know, whatever. And that was the only thing I told Dick that would make me mad. But you become part of that because you deal with it so personally.
And I think your goal would be to have people say we.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's, say, the Packers, well, we lost last weekend.
Right.
Or we won.
Right.
I think that you want that buy-in.
Yeah. But I, you know, in the, somebody texted me, just, Mino, give me your Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin broadcasters. I would put Bob Uecker number one without question of the history of Wisconsin broadcasters.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure really about number two. Jim Irwin was, in his day, you know, poor Jim Irwin, and we talked about this. Jim Irwin was doing Wisconsin Badgers football, Bucks basketball, and Packer football. He was doing all three at once. And it was an era where the Badgers were like 1-10, Packers like... 4-12,
right?
And then the Bucks weren't good. And it's like, oh, where every day you show up and it's like, oh, this ain't gonna be good.
But he was also easy, fun to listen to.
Oh, no question about
it. Very smooth.
Yeah. No, he was. You know, you don't have the folksy types like him and Max anymore.
Right.
You just don't. Yeah. But yeah. So let me know who would be your If you had a Mount Rushmore of broadcasters in the state of Wisconsin, the big time guys, who would they be? But you know, some of those guys, like the Vin Scullys of the world, it's because of them that sports broadcasting became big.
Oh yeah,
everybody won. And I met him one time, nicest guys could be. How you doing, son? I mean, just smooth, nice.
That's nice.
You always remember that. You always remember if somebody's a jerk to you or if somebody's nice to you. That never leaves. Isn't that the truth?
Well, yeah, we've talked about that
all the time.
Even that, and even what hurts when they're not nice is if you're doing something nice for them. Like, let's say a dedication to a statue or something.
Yeah, and, yeah. You'll never hear from them again.
Well, or they, you know, it's like, wow, you are. And it's too bad. It's like, I wish I would have never met you than had that experience with you.
It's a good point. Like Frank Gifford. Remember I told you my Frank Gifford story?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, admired him. Yeah, I was a big fan. Right, and then I met him. It's like, wow, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I know. So sometimes it's better. Like, I wish this wouldn't have happened.
I agree. But totally.
You're right.
Donnie Anderson. The old Packer, Donnie Anderson.
Yeah,
remember?
Right.
I was all excited to get his autograph. Completely blew me off.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Frank, can I bother you for a second? You already have. Yeah. I wouldn't have liked that.
I still remember one time the Packers signed a quarterback. Packers were notorious for signing guys past their prime, where they had their day, but it's like maybe there's a little bit of chicken left in this bone.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed a guy named Jim Zorn.
But I remember that.
Great career with Seattle.
Left hand.
Yeah. And left arm. Doing the post press, he said, well, you know, maybe it wasn't in the Lord's plan, and yada, yada. And then I said, Jim, you're coming to my show. Can I get your number? I'll give you a call to pick you up. He goes, here it is. But you give that to anybody else, I'll kick your ass. That's right. I said, well, maybe it was in the Lord's plan. We're going to start a quick break. Mind of the Mayor. We got a full slate for you coming up.
The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's not just the sports world, but the entire state of Wisconsin is mourning today. We lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. The Milwaukee Brewers made the announcement yesterday morning. After his career on the field for baseball, he became the voice of the crew back in 1971. Uecker was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. It was Carson who nicknamed him Mr. Baseball, and he took that persona and nickname to the big screen when he starred in the movie Major League. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. He was 90 years old. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care. It's a special end-of-life care and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. Over 100 workers with the Orbis Corporation will be out of a job when the company consolidates its Menasha operations with a new facility in Greenville, Texas. The company filed a WARN notice with the Department of Workforce Development announcing layoffs would begin on March 16th and will continue until all operations have been moved to Texas. The company said some of the 109 employees who will be laid off may be offered jobs at Menasha packing facilities throughout the Fox Valley. Menasha Packaging is a division of the Orbis Corporation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, we're talking about the great and now late Bob Uecker. We're talking about the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters of the state of Wisconsin. Eddie Doucette, of course, the old Milwaukee Bucks announcer. Boy, that's the guy I'd like to get on this show, Todd. I think he lives in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get him up early, but boy, that'd be a great one to get on. Ted Moore. Ted Moore was a big name before I came to Green Bay, but in the Packer Glory Years tapes, Ted Moore was the Packers announcer at the time. Third down, 16 inches to pay dirt. Star comes to the line of scrimmage. What's the count? Signs him to the quarterback. He's in for the quarterback sneak. And the Green Bay Packers. But he had that wrong. Because he said the Green Bay Packers are going to be world champions, NFL champions for the third straight year. But they had two plays. And I told you, Don Meredith to Lance Rensel. Rensel almost caught a long touchdown pass to win the game for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So it wasn't over. They had two more plays. Wouldn't that have been something? Oh, my goodness. Would that have been something?
Yeah.
Packers come to the line of scrimmage. On the Rams, 48-yard line. Second down and six. Handoff goes to Travis Williams. Travis Williams over the right side. Williams to the 40, to 35, to 30. The Roadrunner's going to take it for the touchdown. Travis Williams.
Wow.
It's almost like listening to the radio there.
It is. I know, right? Did you get Todd with the...
Yeah. Sound effects.
Right. It's awesome, man, with the crowd noise.
You can be the drunk guy in the stand throwing beers.
Right.
Dombrowski has to bang on the window Dombrowski. Until you sit down.
Sit down!
Would Wayne Larrabee be up there? I happen to like him.
I don't know if he has the illustrious career yet type thing. Maybe he
better
be.
Get it.
Yeah, I know.
He's getting kind of old.
Oh, no, but he's not. He's like our age.
That's just what I said.
But I think he would be. But that's the only thing he really does. Like Jim Irwin did three major sports.
Oh yeah,
you know some of those kind of people. But I mean those. You know another one though, who I grew up with was Ray Scott.
Oh yeah,
Ray Scott was legendary. He had the greatest voice. Starback pass dollar touchdown. And Tony Cannadale was his sidekick, who was awesome. Yeah. One of the greatest guys ever.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Good morning from Mount Pleasant from Tom. Morning, Tom. What is going on in the home of the Chippewas?
There you go.
Are they still the Chippewas, Tom? Because some of those switched. Like Eastern Michigan used to be the Hurons, I think.
Is that politics?
Yeah. Marquette, up at Marquette, they were the Redmen. They're now the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Michigan made a big, big thing there. Got another one here. Greetings from South Carolina, fellas. Try not to miss me too much, TGIF bleepers, Nikki. Oh, Nikki. Good to talk to you from South Carolina. I've been to South Carolina. That's a nice state.
Oh, yeah. Columbia's a great city.
You know what was so cool about that? I was in Greenville, South Carolina.
A little hot, a little humid. But
for basketball.
Good airport.
November. So it was a basketball tournament.
All right, yeah.
But I always like to go for walks when I was on the road like that. And the cool thing about those southern towns like that, and Todd, you'd probably know this too, but you could be walking by a courthouse yard and there'd be a plaque. This is where the battle between the rebel for.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like 30 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
It's like in this square, this town square, they had battles.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you'd go around the corner and there's a cemetery of just Civil War soldiers like died in that town.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, wow, is that history
around
there? Got this one from Todd. You guys seem to be leaving old school, and I agree that Bob was the last of a dying breed, but we're pretty blessed with Brian Anderson and Matt LePay, Todd from DePere. They're great. You bet. For the Badger stuff they do. I don't know why the Bucks got rid of Ted Davis a few years ago. I thought Ted Davis was outstanding. I thought he was great, but does John McLaughlin still do games?
I don't know.
I don't even know. Johnny Mack, who started the Mack Fund? That I don't know. Who are your favorite guys growing up? Sorry.
wasn't my thing.
You got me on a topic I could talk all day about.
I'm sensing that.
I actually sent away one time in a magazine, Sports Illustrated, have an ad. Would you like to be a sportscaster? You know, here. Yeah, I wrote in, got sent a dollar for postage and handling or whatever, and it's a form letter, whatever.
They shouldn't prey on kids like that.
Did you learn anything from it? I mean, was it a little pamphlet or a booklet or what was it?
Like a couple pages, but make sure you follow notes when you watch a game and whatever. I just think it'd be a little bit more.
Contacts, which is the name of the game.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Okay. So, yeah. Right. And I did that another time through Boys Life. Send a letter, you'd get a letter from Johnny Unitas. And it was, so I did that, got the letter from Johnny Unitas. Okay. And it was the same thing about, you know, work hard in school. I'll never forget this. It said, you know, there are a lot of things will help develop your mind for football, even the game of chess, because football is a chess game. I could just see Johnny Unitas sitting down and say, saying these things. You know, it's
that, like, really? Like, he didn't write that. Yeah, I know.
But halfway through, and you know what I thought? I was exactly like Ralphie in A Christmas Story, where it's like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. It's a bleeping commercial. And it was the same thing. It was for some insurance company. It's like, yeah.
You know, you've given your share of speeches, as have I. And did you ever have someone write a speech for you and then you deliver
it? No.
I did that once.
I could never do that.
Well, I didn't do a very good job of it either. And he kind of said that too. He goes, you know, that you got to write your own stuff.
Ugh.
But Chad wrote it for me. And it was at UWGB, and they had some, I don't know, fundraising group there. And I read it, obviously I read it before I got there, but then I was delivering it, and I, you know, huge font, and was reading it, and it was just very choppy, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but you can tell when someone didn't write it, if you know the person, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even if they send a statement, it's like, you didn't write that.
Totally, completely.
There's a lot of that out there, but.
Well, anyway. I forget where it was. One time they said, we want to go over, before you speak, we want to go over your notes and your presentation. I'm like, that's going to be tough. They're like, well, we're required.
Do you mind readers?
I have no notes or preparation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, what about, so we're talking about great sportscasters. Any women on the.
You know, my era is when they first, there were none.
There's not a lot right now, are there?
Oh, God, there's so many now. Oh. I'll tell you what, though. Here's the deal. If any young girl out there wants to be a sideline reporter, from the way things are going right now, you better be smoking hot. And all you have to do is ask two questions, one before the game, one at halftime, and then whatever.
Yep. Right.
But you better almost be like you're doing a modeling gig. It's mind-boggling the women they're finding now all of a sudden. Yeah.
You know who I liked, and we talked about her the other day. I think she might have been one of the first female sportscasters in the state, was Jessie Garcia.
Jessie was awesome.
Who was at TMJ, and now she's running the CBS.
Jessie Garcia is awesome.
And she opened the door to all the broadcasters in Green Bay and stuff like that.
No question. No question.
I agree that I think their attire has, I think they give that some thought before they.
Yeah.
But I was really, did you see that, I don't know what game, it was last week, a playoff game, maybe it was the Packer game, but the sideline reporter, she was like wearing like a snowmobile suit.
Yes, like a snowmobile suit. That was Aaron Andrews.
Oh, like what?
Where was I? And I even said that.
Oh, it at the Donna.
Is she wearing a snowmobile suit?
It was like, what's this?
It's like a kid's snowsuit you used to wear, or we used to wear when you go snowmobile riding.
And it was like 46.
It looked like Carhartt. Didn't it? It looked like a Carhartt. It looked like what the guys were wearing.
Right.
The only thing
she
was missing was the fluorescent vest.
Right.
And it's exactly what the guys over here building the new apartment complex are wearing.
That's
these
what
days.
They're wearing. And then that's like for cold. I just thought that was like.
Me too.
Weird. It didn't really fit. She didn't look that good.
Oh.
And it's like.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah.
I thought that was just me.
No. Because you talk about, you know, I don't know if the right term is smoking hot, but they usually are dressed really well.
Oh, yeah. Probably not the right term. I'm just guessing that probably isn't.
I mean, that's not bad. Is that?
I think, I don't know.
All right.
I mean.
Warmly attractive.
There you go. Much better.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
That makes it so much better.
I'm so far past the point of worrying about being able to be whatever.
Politically correct.
Politically anything. Yeah. It is what it is. But it's crazy how that's gotten along those lines. Now, did you see the big lawsuit taking place with Fox Sports?
No.
No.
So the hairdresser for, what's his name? One of the big names used to be with Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless.
Oh, gosh.
She's filing a big lawsuit, said he offered her $1.5 million to have a little sexy time. And? She turned it down, she said, and she's suing, and these other people are talking about her. And one guy came out, Jason Whitlock, and said some things that I'm surprised he still has a job, where it's like she comes out showing her, you know what I mean?
Boy, that
her lady
that might
lumps.
Be. They got,
as Fergie said, was it Fergie? Mahomes,
yeah.
Mahomes. Was that Fergie?
It was Fergie. That's Fergie. I believe.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless, though, right?
Oh,
right. Come on.
Bye. Right. Bad. Yeah. Go away. Enough with that guy. But
you had to pay $1.5 million.
Well, you know, Todd, ESPN.
The mayor gets one for the day.
Hey, all I'm saying is this.
That wasn't very
with his wife, good luck. Good luck having a little.
Oh, really?
You want to do that? Give me $1.5 million.
Right. Can you give her $1.5 million?
Are there $1.5 million laying around? Really? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, we got Lisa Hill coming up to talk about New Wisco Weekend, which is a phenomenal show.
You got it right.
I know.
Yeah.
You need to get our man Robert Kennedy as part of that show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Robert is amazing. Yeah, right. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, thank God he's coming in. He talked about the gout I've got in my foot that flared up. Lance Allen, CBS 58 Milwaukee, talking about his relationship with Bob Uecker. Nicole Stockman, Veteran Services Officer, UW Green Bay, talking about how tonight is Military Appreciation Night at the UWGB men's basketball game. Jim is donating two personal tickets. These are his season tickets, so don't get kicked out of the game and make him lose his tickets. Because there's no other ones available. We are going to give them away, but here's the deal. We want to give away a pair of tickets, to a veteran for tonight's Military Appreciation Night, free of charge. But you got to come here to the station, 401 North Washington Street, and pick them up by noon. By noon, you got to come get them, and you can have them. Okay?
That'd be fun. That's you know, we've been to a lot of games, but that's a great environment there.
Absolutely. Right, Military there. Appreciation Night, and Coach Gottlieb says he wants to buy every veteran a beer tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know how he's going to do that, but I think that's awesome. I got a thing here. I remember that speech that Jim gave that was written by somebody else. He said, quote, "I would like to thank the cooperation with the city council this year, and I'm glad to endorse Bernie Sanders for president."
Both of those things have never been written by me.
Thank you, Brian. That.
That's funny, Brian. Oh, man.
You know what? I'm always
write my next one.
Our texters and callers are always funnier than us.
Well, yeah. They get the show.
They get it.
They get it.
And I think they know us, too.
Yes. Oh, man.
Thank you, Brian.
We're going to start a quick break. Lisa Hale coming up. Mark Houston, Lance Allen, Nicole Stockman, Patty Habeck, Beth Burns, Isaiah New People, Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. What's this song apropos for?
It's just been a while since I played it, and I thought, why not?
Lisa, you're in the middle.
Yes.
You're in the middle here.
That's it, right?
I'm in the middle. Right. Joker's to the right.
Right. Well, that's exactly why I played this song.
I thought so. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very well, or trying to anyway. Walking into the building today, I actually thought to myself, hey, this is kind of warm. Right. And it was 25 degrees.
Man, it was cold in Oshkosh the day we were there.
And it's going to be cold in Oshkosh, Saturday or Sunday? Sunday's going to be like 2.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very cold this weekend.
We still want to do a show from our new sponsors, Ice Shanty.
Oh, yeah, Nate, right? Nate
yep.
Olson. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine if we could pull that off?
That'd be phenomenal.
That'd be a great Saturday morning special with Lino and the mayor.
Absolutely.
I've never been in a tribute to Al Sampson.
That's what I mean.
A tribute to Al Sampson.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I've never been in one of those things.
And we could do
it. I don't think I ever will. We could do like what I used to do.
And Sam, or Big Al's son, Sammy, might be listening. So this is, I'm saying this with love, Sammy. When Al and I would go do a fishing story on Lake Winnebago around Oshkosh stuff, then we'd stop for quote-unquote lunch for a few hours. And we'd get back and I got to do a stand-up. You know what you're saying? So we'd go behind the in the parking lot at Channel 11, and that's where the big snowbank was, where all the, you know, clear out the parking lots right by the Midway Hotel.
That's true.
And I'm out here on the breakwater on Winnebago, and the perch are really snapping.
That's and funny.
We'd have to do it so you could see the Midway Motel sign behind the frame.
I can see that working because that's pretty high. That's snow. I'm going to
do. Nobody ever knew.
Let me show you a picture of.
And trust me, nobody noticed. Sometimes the same fish was caught two or three times.
That's funny.
But see, that's why we like the old school guy.
Absolutely,
nobody would do that now.
No,
right?
You never even think of it. Oh, you'd get fired for being. Yeah, exactly. So, Lisa Hale, what is going on with your fantastic show that you do?
Well, New Wisco Weekend this weekend is focusing on art as the basic human need.
Okay.
When you think about it, we can't go throughout life without some sort of art affecting us, whether it's music or theatrical performances or whatever. And we need that. We need that creative expression. We need that creative outlet. And so we focused on that this episode. We've got interviews from Joe Furlow at the Grand Opera. We also got interviews with the Thrasher Opera House, wow. Jason Mansmith out of Green Lake on a film series they have coming up. Our Amanda Nimmer does a commentary that is serious for a change from Amanda that talks about the need for artistic expression. So it's basically a really good look at art and how it affects your mental health.
Well, you know, let me tell you something else. We've got a wonderful thing here called the City Garage in Green Bay, mm-hmm. or the Art Garage right downtown here in Green Bay. And what they do is take kids during the summer, many times, you know, disadvantaged youth, and they put them in art programs. And that is such a great thing for them to get into. It's structured, but they can use their creativity and they all work together. Art can be used in so many ways, like you said, for mental health.
And art is not just, you know, painting on a canvas.
No.
It or drawing or anything like that. Art can also be writing a book like you do, Mino, or like me when I take my camera out and take photos that I consider to be not newsworthy photos, but rather art photos.
Right.
You know, there's art can be many things. Art can be setting a table with fancy linens, too.
Wow, I mean, I agree. There's more.
Cooking, and right?
All that stuff.
Yeah.
And you talk to a chef, he's going to tell you he's an artist. And that's going to be an interesting show because I would agree that you can, you know, everybody wants to be, you know, fulfilled. And having art in your life is really, really important. I think that's awesome.
Is. No question.
It is.
There's that side of that brain that needs to be exercised and whatever. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I agree that some people look at art as too narrow of a lane. And the arts are musical, visual, you know, there's...
And obviously. Anybody can do it. It just depends on what level, you know, your chromosomes can bring you to or whatever, but anybody can do something.
Yeah.
I can paint. It's not the best paintings in the world.
That's what I mean.
But I will sit down with a canvas and some paint and create something.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it. And it was my creative energy that went into it.
Exactly.
You know? In college, I took a class, art appreciation.
So did I. Well, it was humanities.
Oh, did I?
Well, okay.
But part of the thing was art. It was hard.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. They would play an instrument. Okay, they would play a little snippet of a music.
Right.
It's like, is that Bach? Is that, you know,
no,
Beethoven? Is it? That was impossible.
That was music appreciation. Art appreciation.
No, but we had art appreciation, music appreciation. It was like humanities 101. I mean, it was a...
We had to go to...
But I thought it was hard.
We had to go to art shows, and we could define mm-hmm. what art is, and we had to write a paper on it.
I think that's hard.
I thought that was more difficult than I thought, because it's like, what's the artist
right.
saying? What do you see? What does he see or she
right.
see? And
right.
That's going to be a great show. I'm glad you are bringing in such a diverse group. I think that's going to be awesome.
But you know, you mentioned something, too, that little known... I shouldn't say little known, but something maybe we don't show enough appreciation for is amazing venues. You mentioned a Thrasher Opera
yeah.
House. You mentioned the Grand in Oshkosh. We've got the Widener up here. I mean, even the Tarleton, the Meyer. We've got some great venues in Northeast Wisconsin for an area that's not known for
art.
Great venues yeah. in art. But wouldn't you agree,
and
Lisa?
Art Garage.
I would. I absolutely would. New Wisco Weekend is Saturday at 8, Sunday at 11 on WISS and WGBW.
Can you tell us who this is, the musical interlude?
This is the Moody Blues, and it is from The Swallow.
And this is the song that we use for the theme on the show.
Nice.
Yes.
Check out the big brain on Lisa.
Well, this is Lisa's favorite piece of music ever of all time. So.
Love the Moody Blues. Jim used to be stoned. We'd listen to him. Nice and white satin. Never reaching an end. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa Hale. Back with Mark Houston after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.